Well, a new report out highlighted what they see as the importance of civics education in New Zealand. It's called Democracy in the Dark. It's by Dr. Eric Crampton and Nathan Smith from the New Zealand Initiative. Now, some of the findings include only 46% know that under MMP system, a party must win an electorate or win 5% or more of the party vote to get into Parliament. About a third knew Chris Hipkins was Minister of Education, and just over one in five respondents knew which political parties voted in favour of the zero carbon bill. The author said, if one does not know which parties are even in Parliament, how can the voters successfully reward or punish parties in the next election? Nathan Smith is the chief editor at the New Zealand Initiative. Welcome to the program, Nathan.
Thanks for having me, Wallace.
What surprised you most in the findings?
Well, very little. I mean, if you talk to the average New Zealander, they don't really stay in contact with what's going on in politics or even in government. And fair enough. I mean, they've got lives to live. But when it comes to election years, they should probably know a little bit more about what they're about to do. And, you know, casting a ballot is a pretty important part of your civic duty. Like I say, obviously, you don't want to become a political pundit or a junkie, but we're asking probably for a little bit more knowledge. So very little surprised us, but just the lack of knowledge about probably the larger institutions, such as, you know, what are the three branches of the New Zealand government, should be fairly easy to know. Do courts have to listen to the government of the day in any decisions they're making? Again, kind of important to know. These sorts of things, though, very few people understood.
I was looking at some of the questions. I mean, some of them are pretty easy. Some of them are not as easy. You know, I did, when I was doing the political show Backbenchers, we used to go to the streets of Wellington, and quite a few people couldn't even name the leader of the opposition. I mean, it was really, Nathan, some of the political knowledge in the wider community was pretty fundamental. Does it matter?
Well, you nailed it before. If you're going to reward or punish particular parties for what they do in government when it comes to election day, it's a good idea to know who's actually in those positions. We picked David Parker as the Minister for the Environment this time because I guess if you ask a broad swathe of people who the Minister for the Environment was, in their mind they might think, well, since the Greens are involved in the party in the Parliament of the day, it must be one of them. But it turns out actually it isn't. And I think that's kind of what got people a little bit confused, is when they associated environment with the Greens. And the Greens have done a good job with that association. But when it comes to the decisions made for the environment or in sustainability or in the Zero Carbon Act, for instance, and you want to come and reward or punish the party responsible for that, if you didn't know that it was David Parker, might you give a false impression for your support for the Greens or not? And that's kind of where the confusion lies.
What are your thoughts, Julia? Do you think it's important for younger people to have a bit of a grasp, or actually anybody to have a bit of a more of a grasp on politics via civics education?
I think it is, and I think, but here's the thing. Up until recently, I think we've had a bit of a bland lot. I mean, we like Jacinda, we're everyone now. I mean, it's true, we have. And you kind of, okay, so everyone knows Winston Peters because he's just out there, right? We've always known Judith Collins, and Jacinda really has sort of come into her own, but I think people are going to notice or take more notice now because you've got two women, you know, up against each other.
So you're saying that the politicians themselves aren't exciting enough to be...
Well, you don't look... There's been no one... No, I am saying that. I mean, I've never been a political beast, but I'm more aware of it now than ever.
Okay.
You know, and it's because of who's around.
Really?
Yeah, totally.
Nathan, what do you think about this angle?
But you know.
Well, potentially, in times of crises, of course, we look to our leaders. They're the ones we ask to represent us on a world stage. They're the ones, and we are on a world stage now. New Zealand is being talked about the world over. If they don't represent us well, that doesn't look good on the rest of us. So we want competency, but we also want charisma. Sometimes they don't come in the same package. And if you were to hire the best person to represent you, you might think a bit differently. And of course, if you get more involved, It would encourage the parties to present to you better candidates, I think. Presently, that sort of feedback loop doesn't really occur. If we only get involved in politics once every 3 years, we can't really keep a close eye on who they're picking to represent us. And I think that's probably another big part that we're not...
Shane?
You know, I'm a political junkie. I get what you're saying. But also, I think we need to figure out the realities. You know, life has changed. We don't all watch. We're not all up by home at 5 p.m. watching the 6 o'clock news. We don't all read the one source of newspaper. Life has changed, and people just lead much busier lives. I think that the fundamentals of civics and our institutions and how our institution how our institution works and how MP the fundamentals of MMP. Ought to have been taught in schools, but also, again, what I alluded to before, having programs that can connect to particular communities are very important. But you know what? I just want to say, give people a break. You know, people lead very busy lives, and one thing that many people are they are time poor. So you know, I get with what you're saying. I'm on your side. But we live in a very different world in 2020.
Nathan?
Well, one of the things we do here is we write submissions for any legislation or bills going through Parliament. That's one of our jobs. We represent certain groups of New Zealand. But there's nothing stopping Kiwis from jotting down one pager on something they find passionate that's going through Parliament at the moment. I think they'd find that often they don't actually know they can do that, but the outweighed voice they can have by just being one part of the submission, let's say 20 submissions actually come in for a major bill. If you're number 21, it's going to be read. And I think that's quite critical. Today, you're right, a lot of political discourse does happen online. And effectively, a tweet can be like a submission because if you're in Parliament, you do listen to what goes on social media.
A mock select committee. Sorry, Nathan, keep going.
But what we're encouraging, I guess, is just that people understand their civic duty doesn't just refer to once every 3 years or once every 4 years, depending on where you are in the Western world. The grassroots action does come from all locations, from the ground up. And I think there's a lot more technology and tools now for you to get your voice heard, but there's too few people doing that.
Gotcha. All right, Nathan, thank you very much for that. Nathan Smith, the Chief Editor at the New Zealand Initiative. What do you think about that? Do you agree with Nathan there? We need to be more focused on civics, or do you sort of kind of side with Julia Hartley-Moore here, who wants our politicians to be more charismatic?
I think so. I mean... Well, I think we're doing better now.
Someone says that politics, Julia, is not supposed to be a cult of personality.
That's fine.
Yeah, well, try getting elected. Try and get elected try and get elected without having a personality, you know. The reality is that although we have MMP, the leader is the lead. We, in fact, have elections that are more presidential-like than ever before. And, a lot of people will in fact say, well, I'm voting for Jacinda, not for Labour. I'm voting for Judith Collins, not for National. In fact, so I think there's been a shift toward the reality is there's been a shift towards the cult of personality.
That's
the world we're living in.
25.
And the other thing is that...
You keep going.
No, carry on, sorry.
No, I was going to say...
I just say that... Yeah.
Shane, one more point.
By and large, our representatives are not representatives in terms of the demographics of the populace, and that's another thing we need to overcome.